Welcome to this special bonus module for the Get Your X Back formula. I've invited Marnie from the Wing Girl Method. So Marnie, are you here?
Yes, hi.
So Marnie, first of all, tell people about yourself and kind of what your expertise is.
Okay. I started the Wing Girl Method about 7 years ago. So I have been coaching or have coached thousands of men all over the world for the past 7 years on how to attract, approach, meet, date, seduce, get into relationships, be in relationships, and how to handle themselves long term with women and really help them by providing them with a female's point of view to let them know what is going on inside of our minds, why we do what we do. Sometimes what we do is not so wonderful and great, but try and give men that extra edge so they can understand what they're dealing with.
Perfect. So I think there's going to be a lot of interest in, you know, what women are thinking about when they've, you know, maybe left somebody and the guy's working to get them back. So maybe from your own example, have you ever had a guy try to get you back, and maybe what were some of the things he did right and what were some of the things that he did wrong?
Let's go with the things that he did wrong first. And it goes on both sides, actually. Not being congruent and authentic and genuine will get you in trouble every single time. So I have had guys that I've dated where we've broken up because, you know, we're very different, or we had challenges, or we just couldn't get to a compromise on a lot of the issues that we had. So, you know, we parted ways. And when I was younger, it may have been the guy that I was with or the place that I was at in my life where I didn't want to, you know, work as hard to fix a situation that wasn't working, and I wasn't sure if it was worth it. So, you know, a lot of, you know, the guys that I did have this situation with would be really nice to me, would try and be super sweet, basically, you know, not be who they are. And it made me feel really uncomfortable, and I could feel the fake energy and that he wasn't being real and he was trying to impress me or show me that he could be the man that I wanted him to be rather than actually being the man that I wanted him to be. I could smell the inauthenticity from a mile away, and it made me uncomfortable, and it made me actually more sure of my decision to not be with him. And the reason that I could tell that it was inauthentic was because as soon as something serious was brought up in a conversation where everything wasn't going perfect, the guy would snap instantly, which means that he was holding on to tension the entire time and not really being himself. He was trying to suppress frustrations or not bring anything up that would rock the boat, or do you know what I mean?
It
wasn't authentic because he was easily rattled and there was no emotional control there. On the flip side, you know, if I've had it several times, I'm married now, but there were several times where my husband and I, before we got together, we did break up. And several times, but yeah, it was like two or three. It was, we had a long courtship and we are very different people. But we always got back to a place of understanding and wanting to push through with our commitment. And I'm very happy that we did. But when we would take a break and either of us would come back to each other, we would be at a place of understanding and openness and wanting to listen to the other person to understand what was going on and see if there was compromise to be made, and kind of being in a very vulnerable position, but still strong at the same time, saying, you know what, there's things that aren't working. I know that I do this. I know that you do this. Let's figure out how to get to a solution together rather than pretending that everything's okay and that, you know, I can be the Prince Charming that you want to be. It was, I understand something's not working here. I'm not giving you something. You're probably not giving me something either. Let's talk about it and see if we can come to an understanding and a compromise. And that's what's worked for me in the past, obviously.
Yeah. Now that's once you're talking to them. I think a lot of guys, you know, the women will just cut off. They won't answer their calls. They won't, you know, text the guy back, or they won't respond to his emails. And I think guys get frustrated with that and they start emailing more. So from a woman's perspective, you know, how do you feel when a guy is doing that, when he's calling you repeatedly and, you know, maybe you just need a break, maybe you're willing to talk to him, you know, 2 or 3 weeks down the line. But how does that make you feel when a guy just becomes kind of desperate like that?
It makes me completely turned off and disgusted and very sure in my choice. It makes me feel pounced on. It makes me feel like he's not really understanding why we've broken up and that he's just panicking. It's like he's flailing in water and trying to find any way to fix the situation without actually working on the situation. And for me, that's not attractive at all. I think for a man, you know, take a break and actually think about what's going on and calm down and relax and separate for a bit so that you can, both sides can compose themselves. But men who, you know, as soon as you do break up, they start panicking. Ugh, so unattractive. Because a man who's panicking is a man who, in my eyes as a woman, is not safe, is not secure, doesn't have control over his emotions, and in turn is extremely unattractive.
Right, and I think that's one of the things that's so insidious about this is you lose control as a man. You start losing control of your actions. You start doing things you would normally not do, and of course that's going to be very unattractive. Now, another thing some guys do is they'll kind of start dating other people, which I advise to do, but they'll do it too much. They'll make sure that, you know, their Facebook page has pictures of, you know, multiple women with them, or, you know, they change kind of who they are, or they make sure that your friends see them out with a girl. And, you know, how does that make you feel when a guy is kind of, you know, dating, which you may expect him to do, but he's really doing it almost just to show you?
Yeah, well, I can sense when a guy is dating for me and when a guy is dating for himself. And when a guy is dating for me to let me see what's going on, again, unattracted. It's a huge turnoff. It might spark some jealousy when I do see, like, okay, find some girls written on his wall, something really cute. Of course, I was with this person. I was attracted to this person. That person was mine. I was theirs for a short period of time. But when it's being shoved in my face, I find it extremely childish, and it's a huge turnoff. And plus, women talk to their girlfriends. They're sharing this information with their girlfriends, so they have constant reinforcement that it is childish, unattractive behavior, because their girlfriends are saying, oh my God, I can't believe that he's doing X, Y, and Z. He's ridiculous. He's disgusting. Oh my God, you're so lucky to not be with him anymore. Here are five other guys that I want to set you up with who are mature, who would never do this on Facebook and shove it in your face that he's dating other people. So, you know, the female friends during that breakup period are really strong and helpful in pushing a woman away from the guy that they broke up with.
Right, and I think anything the guy does, he needs to, you know, not come across as needy, but almost befriend the girls around the girl, and maybe not come across as he's just trying to be their friend, but demonstrate things that make him a high value man around them, which is not, you know, acting stupid, which is not talking about her, which is not, you know, flaunting things in their face. Now, let's say you were breaking up with a guy, and what would be the best response? Because I think when girls try to break up with guys and the guys don't want it, they beg them, they do a bunch of different things. And, you know, that's obviously wrong because that's just going to drive you away. But what should a guy do if you were questioning your relationship and you did need a break and you were going to break up? What do you think the best response a guy could have in that situation?
Well, you be honest without being emotional. So you say, you know what? Ideally, I don't want this. I don't want to be separated from you. I think that we have something wonderful and something great, and we can work through these issues if we are calm and we can sit down and talk them out and see what you need and see what I need and see if we can come to a place of understanding and compromise. I don't want this, but if you need this for right now, you need to take a breath and step away. I can give you that space. I will give you that space, but know that this is not what I want. And I'll give it a couple of weeks, and then, you know, I have to break myself off from it and move on. But again, this is not what I want.
You know, I agree with that. One of the things that I advise people to do, if a woman does say she wants to break up, you know, one of the most powerful things is to actually agree with her and say, you know what, I think you're right. We have been going through, you know, some issues, and, you know, we've been fighting or whatever it is. And, you know, I think we're both better than that. And let's take a break for a little while and see what happens. And I think right there, that puts the guy almost back in power. And I don't want to use the word control, but at least in control of himself.
Exactly.
And it leaves a little bit of kind of mystery with the woman. And I think it's the one response that will make her kind of question her decision.
Yeah. Even you just saying that right now made me actually feel at ease, to tell you the truth. It made me feel calm and made me feel kind of proud of a man that would be in front of me.
Exactly. Now, you're going to run into your ex. And I think, you know, if you're in a small city or you work near each other, or there's a number of things that can happen to make you guys kind of run into each other, maybe you're in the same social circle. And guys always kind of freak out. You know, they either go over the top and be super friendly, or they ignore the person, or they're downright mean. What do you think the best response would be if you had recently broken up with a guy and you kind of bumped into him?
Well, the thing is, it depends on what stage you're at. If, you know, when I have broken up with people, there are certain times where it's probably best for me not to see them. So I have to take care of myself first. But if I choose that, yeah, I am comfortable with enough with it to speak to the person and say hi, and that I've, you know, moved past that point of being really emotionally affected by it, you know, you can have a 1 to 2 minute conversation with this person. Go up to them, say hi, be brief. Don't try and shove anything in their face. Don't try and tell them how awesome your life is. Just say, hey, what's up? Really nice seeing you. Like, I'm going to go now, but really great seeing you.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And, yeah, you know, like you alluded to, you don't bring up any of the issues you had in your relationship.
No.
You don't brag about anything. It's really just, you know, almost just a real quick, friendly, how you doing? Good to see you. You know, yeah, say hi to your mother for me, right?
Exactly. Not like, you see that girl over there? I'm going home with her in 5 minutes. Bye. Oh, yeah. Like, no, that doesn't work. But the thing is that you do have to take care of yourself first. But you don't expect the person that you've broken up with to take care of your needs. If you're not ready to see that person, you can go home. Go home. Separate from it and just say, like, listen, I'm not emotionally ready to talk to this person, because I don't want guys to think that you're not allowed to feel anything. You're not allowed to feel panic. You're just not allowed to put that on somebody else. And it's not ideal for you to put it on somebody else. And during the first few weeks of being broken up with somebody that, you know, you didn't want to break up with, you are going to be emotionally out of control. But don't put it on that other person. Start using your friends during that time. Start using people like me and you to reach out to and talk it out with. Like for me, I have, with a lot of my clients who have gone through breakups, I have them text me instead of texting their ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So that they get all of those things that are going on inside of their head out, but they're not directing it towards their ex-girlfriend. They're letting the craziness, because it is crazy. You do feel crazy during that time. You know, they're letting it get out, but not putting it on their ex-girlfriend.
Right. They're not channeling it towards her.
Right.
You know, and I think you touched on a really great point, and this is something I cover in my product, which is, you know, there are stages of grief through for any type of, you know, breakup or things like that. And one of the keys is to allow yourself to go through them, because if you don't go through the various stages, you'll never truly get past them. So you have to actually feel each stage, kind of embrace it, go through it. And then that's the only way to get to the next stage, and then the next stage, and, you know, the final stage is where you're okay with it,
yeah,
and you know how to deal with it. So it's really important for guys, you know, listening to this. I know as guys we're taught, you know, not to grieve and not to feel sad or not to get angry or whatever. And there are phases that you actually have to allow yourself to go through. And frankly, I think if you can do it personally and not drag all your friends down or drag, you know, drag your girlfriend down by making her see these stages, you're going to come out of it a much more powerful person.
Oh, I definitely agree with you. Actually, I have one of my girlfriends staying with me right now. She just moved back here from New York. So she's, you know, waiting to move into her LA apartment, but staying with us. And she is fresh off of a breakup right now. And she is going through those grieving stages. And something that I found really interesting about this time that she's going through a breakup, because I've been with her through several times, is that she's not involving the guy in her breakup process. And in the past, she would reach out to him when she felt she needed him, when, you know, she had some lonely nights, she would call him and want to hear his voice. And he, you know, would be open to hearing her voice at that time. And then that would make her more attached. This time she's decided that she's going to go through the process herself. She's going to open up to her friends. She's going to talk to people. And the thing is, she's been through the process several times now. So she knows that it sucks. It hurts like a bitch for a period of time. But she also knows that she's going to get over it, and she's going to someday, you know, soon, be ready to start dating again and get herself back out there. She knows how to handle the process. But the most important thing is that she's not open to involving her ex-boyfriend. And that is very attractive to me, you know, to watch her go through that. And I know that it's very attractive to her ex-boyfriend as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if they are going to get back together, if the stars align, that's going to be one of the things that he's going to think about, you know, how classy she was and how, you know, how respectful of him she was also, because she's not dragging him into her, you know, into her pain. And frankly, it's hard to break up with someone also. So if you can, not make the other person's life miserable who broke up with you, and there were connections, you know, there's a decent chance that, you know, down the line, you know, it could be a month later, it could be 6 months later. You know, I actually, my current relationship is with somebody that I dated 18 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, if you do the right things, and you're truly meant to be together, there's no reason why you can't, but you just can't force it.
Interesting. Okay. So you and I have a similar background. Well, I didn't date my husband 18 years ago, but yeah, people go through breakups and then you take a breath, you have your own time, you reassess, and yeah, you're right. If you realign, you realign.
Right. Now, let's say that you've gone through some of the processes that I talk about in my book and how to reinvent yourself and really kind of create the social life that you want, and you kind of transform yourself into the guy that your ex would want back. And, you know, and you're kind of more at a position of peace now, and you do get back together, or maybe for a cup of coffee or a lunch date or something. What should the guy do in that situation? So imagine you're the girl, you'd broken up with this guy because he did some things wrong or you just didn't get along, and you meet him again for the first time, and, you know, he's got a little bit of a hop to his step, and he seems really happy, and he's really got his stuff together. What would you recommend the guy do on your date? I mean, I think some of the things not to do are, you know, assume you guys are just going to hop in the sack together, or you're going to just jump right into a relationship again. So kind of what are the baby steps that you recommend guys do when they first kind of start interacting with their ex-girlfriend again?
Well, it's back to the first stages of dating again, right? Then you are still in the position to decide whether or not you want to continue seeing this person. Like any guy that I talk to who has approach anxiety, I help him get over the approach anxiety by realizing that when he interacts with a girl, he can walk away at any point, and he is also deciding whether or not he wants to take this to the next level, whether it be a number, a date, go home and have sex. He's in complete control as well. So if a woman has broken up with you and you have worked on yourself and you're confident again, know that you guys are meeting on equal levels. The decision is for both of you. Even if she broke up with you, you have now had some time to grow and work on yourself. So you're back at the stage to say, do I want to be with you?
You know, and one of the things that guys have realized, or the transformation after going through my program, is a lot of times this woman who they thought was the only girl for them and was the perfect woman, a lot of times after these men have, you know, kind of gone through the steps, you know, they've gone through the grieving, they've re-engineered their social life, they actually get back together and they maybe have coffee with the girl of their dreams, and they actually realize that they've grown and matured and you know, become a person that maybe isn't even compatible with that person, because a lot of times the person that did the breaking up, you know, thinks that they're perfect and everything's great, and they don't do any of the self-growth. And you actually, you know, out, I don't want to use mature, but you actually out evolve them, and you, right?
100%, which sucks for a woman, because then she's like, oh my God, you're the man I wanted you to be, and now you don't want me, and then that makes us go a little crazy too. So it's a nice position for a guy to be in if he's been, you know, broken up with somebody, and because he benefits, because he gets to grow and learn more about himself and improve himself and build. And then, you know what, he also has the admiration and attraction from the woman that did break up with him.
Right. And I think, you know, his life will be transformed, and it's just, it's an amazing place to be, because, you know, you kind of felt limited. And I think a lot of guys, the reason why they're going through such grief is they feel like that was the perfect girl, or there's no other girl of that caliber that will ever like me again. And I lost my one chance. And I think that's a lot of the despair that men feel over this. And when you don't feel that anymore, you get back together and you meet with them, and you have the control over your own emotions to decide, hey, is this person, you know, somebody I want to bring with me in my life, or do I need to keep looking? That's the ultimate spot for a guy to be in.
I totally agree. That's when he's the most.
You know, I heard a quote. It's and it kind of goes to that point, which is, you know, you need to define where you're going in your life, and then you need to decide who's coming with you. And if you get those backwards, you're going to have a lot of problems. So, you know, guys, you don't decide who you want to be with and then decide what you're going to be with yourself. You need to reverse that and make sure you know who you are, where you're going in life, what your goals are, and then find somebody who's compatible with you. And if you do that, you might even find that your ex-girlfriend or maybe your current girlfriend is not somebody that's equipped to go on the journey through life that you're looking to go through.
Oh, I love how you just put that. That's fantastic. I completely agree with it. It's a very, very true statement. I agree. As long as you keep growing together, then it works. But sometimes you need to give people a little bit of time to catch up. But yeah, ultimately, if you're not growing together, you're going to grow apart. And you have to keep growing and working on yourself. It's about you first and then about us second.
Right. Well, you know, anything else you want to add? Any other advice for guys? I mean, you know, maybe something you could touch on is the grieving process, because women are much better grievers than men. What I've typically seen is the women will grieve a lot harder at first, and then they're completely over it, where guys act over it, but they're inside, they're grieving for months on end. So what advice would you give somebody who just got broken up with? They feel like their life is in shambles and, you know, they're in the grieving process. How do they embrace
that? I do want to point out one thing. Typically, when a woman does break up with a man, when she finally does break up and separates, she's usually at her point of being over it already. She's gone through the grieving while still with the guy.
Interesting. So, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So a lot of my girlfriends do that. It's like you already kind of mentally separate yourself, then it really happens. And so it's a softer grieving period. That's if you are breaking up with somebody, not if you've been broken up with somebody. For guys who are going through the grieving process, I would say that it's time to open up, talk to your friends, but you know, not for too long. You only have your friend's ears to be sad about a situation for a short period of time. The thing that I like doing the best is actually, you know, going to therapy or maybe even some sort of group. You just want to be able to talk it out and get those emotions out of you so that you don't let them pile up, because then they come out in really, really strange and weird areas that can affect every area of your life. They can affect work, they can affect your personal life, they can affect your friendships. If you keep suppressing those thoughts and feelings. So the sooner that you can go somewhere and get those thoughts and feelings out, the better. Another piece of advice is, again, take time for yourself to grieve. Know that you're going to feel horrible. You are allowed to feel horrible. And I say maybe, you know, a week to 2 weeks to wallow for a little bit. I have a friend named Sean Stevenson, who's a motivational speaker. Mm-hmm. And he's 3 feet tall, in a wheelchair, absolutely the most amazing, confident man I've ever met in my entire life. And he has, you know, a lot of negatives against him, but he still pushes through it. And he said that when he was younger, he would get really upset and down about his position in life. And his mom would come in the room and she would turn an egg timer on for 15 minutes and say, when this goes off, the pity party stops. You get 15 minutes to have a pity party. It's the same for breaking up. You have a week to 2 weeks for a pity party. And then you have to start doing things to move on with your life. So be it therapy, talking to your friends, writing in a journal, talking to yourself in the mirror, making sure that you go out and be social and interact with other people. Those are the steps that you need to take to rebuild your new life without this woman.
You know, that's exactly on point, because one of the things I recommend guys do in the book is actually schedule time to grieve. So say, you know, tomorrow I'm going to grieve from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm going to do it. I'm going to do everything I can to explore all my emotions. I'm going to allow myself to cry or get angry or whatever phase you're in. But then after 6 p.m., I'm meeting with my friends. We're going to go, you know, maybe go play basketball, or we're going to go play volleyball. I'm going to go dancing, or I'm going to go out to dinner and treat myself to a nice dinner. So you have a set period of time you're allowed to grieve. And then after that, you have a set period of time where you reward yourself, and preferably with something active.
I love that, because usually then after the 2 weeks, you're like, yeah, I don't need this time right now.
Exactly.
I don't need the 2 hours. That's
exactly.
Actually a very – I like that idea. I think that's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the type of thing. And guys are very logical. So you can logically compartmentalize your grieving and realize you're getting through it. And like you said, you know, maybe the anger phase or the guilt phase or whatever, you allow yourself to feel those. And if you actually try to and you try to embrace it, you'll be surprised at how quickly it actually – dissipates, and you realize it's not this scary feeling anymore. It's just something that's, you know, that you went through, and you're not scared of it anymore. You're not intimidated. I mean, there's so many things that it's almost like facing your fears. You face your grievance or your grieving
right.
phases, and it's incredibly empowering.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And one more thing, allow yourself to be vulnerable. you know, with your friends, with your close friends, if they're like, dude, how you doing? You'd be like, dude, it sucks. Like, this sucks. This process sucks. Just acknowledge it and say it out loud instead of saying, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Like, whatever. She's a bitch. I don't even care that we've broken up, you know? Allow yourself to be real. It does. It sucks. It sucks. But you know what? It may not have been the right situation. Maybe you'll find that in a few weeks' time that this wasn't the right girl for you. But this part sucks. Right now, sucks.
And I think it's good to not try to drag down your whole social circle. Yes. So I recommend picking one, you know, your best friend, the one person, you know, who you can confide in, and have that period of warning where you talk to them, but then respect them almost like the you mourn with yourself for 2 hours, only complain to them for a couple hours. You don't want to drag them down and make their life miserable. You know, they're going to lose a lot of respect for you if you do it too much. If you do it a little bit and then you cut it off, they're actually going to have a lot of respect for you because they realize, you know, you're open and you're genuine. But don't become their, you know, don't have them be your emotional, you know, sweat rag or whatever, because that nobody wants to be that.
Yeah, because then they're not going to enjoy hanging out with you. They're like, God, come on. Do we have to hang out with negative Nelly again? It's exhausting. But yeah, if you do find it stretching on for too long, then I would say bring in a third party, or I guess a second party. But yeah, go see a therapist. I'm a big supporter of therapy. My background is in psychology, so you know it's always nice to talk to an outside source and just dump everything without feeling guilty.
Exactly. You know, and kind of what I touched on is we keep alluding to you becoming your better self, and that's really the point of this product is, you know, I'm going to teach you how to get your girlfriend back, but at the same time, your life is going to become amazingly awesome. So, you know, with that said, Marnie, I think, you know, there's a whole different perspective on things from a woman's perspective. And, you know, I think a lot of us guys think we know it all. And, you know, maybe we do know enough to get things, you know, get the women we want or have the life we want. But we're missing half of the equation. We're only seeing the parts we input and what we get back. And you're seeing the other side. You're seeing what the men input into the relationship. Yeah. And then you have your feelings, which provide your output. So where can guys go if they want to get in contact with you? I know you have a kind of a question answer service. You've got a ton of, you know, products. You do private coaching. What should a guy do if he wants to find out more about you?
Go to my website, winggirlmethod.com, press contact, and write to me and ask me for what you want. Be very clear. Don't go on for pages, but ask me for what you want. And go look at the blogs. There's tons of information there. You can go look at the products that I have available. But if you want to talk to me and work with me directly, press contact, and I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours.
Nice. And hey, guys, I'm going to put a link right under this interview, but it's winggirlmethod.com, just like it sounds. Three words, no dashes. And look for Marnie. She's the pretty cute girl you see on there. And I'll probably edit that
Thanks.
Part.
Thanks.
I'm going to edit that part.
What? No, leave it in.
Anyways, Marnie, thanks for your time. Love your feedback and, you know, your thoughts on this. And let's talk soon.